From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. So Bill and I are off on assignment doing important work in the field.
Or possibly at the racetrack.
Wherever the story leads us, Bill. So while we're out of the office, we're bringing you some fun interviews from the recent past. Back in April, we were joined by Misty Copeland, a leading dancer with the American Ballet Theatre, who since then has even become more well-known thanks to a popular TV commercial.
But we think we gave her her real start. Peter began by asking her if she had been one of those little girls who just loved the ballet.
Absolutely not. I had never heard classical music before. I was listening to Aretha Franklin and Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yeah. I ended up training only for 4 years before I was accepted into American Ballet Theater in New York City.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She's like the LeBron James of ballet a little bit.
Yeah. One of the things about ballet, classical ballet especially, is it's obviously so incredibly strenuous. Except, and part of the aesthetic is you have to seem absolutely effortless. So whenever I see a ballet, I always imagine that the people dancing around on their toes are constantly thinking to themselves, ow, 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 ow. Is that true?
On some days.
Yeah.
We do talk on stage to each other, and I think some people think, why did I choose this career? Why am I doing this?
Wait a minute. You said you talk to each other on stage?
We do.
What do you say?
The artistic director may not want to hear that, but we have full-on conversations depending on, how rigorous the part is.
Really?
So during the show?
What are you having tonight for dinner?
Wait a minute!
Are you going out to the club?
So you're telling me, if I go see the Nutcracker and the Cordel Ballet is back there and they're doing, the Sugar Plum Fairies, they're dancing around on point, and they're saying to each other, so what are you doing tonight? Oh, nothing. What about you? Oh.
And do you have to wait for the person to come back around before you get your answer?
do you talk to them when you're spinning around and you just get one word out when you're facing them? Hey, what are you doing after the show? Depending on how fast you spin.
And do you talk smack sometimes? Let's see you jump with my foot on your shoe. Ha! I bet they do that. Oh, I'm going to go to the ballet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's come alive for me.
I don't mean to get personal, but looking around on the internet, your legs are quite the thing.
How to talk pretty to women.
I do.
I was on the internet and I was looking at you on the internet.
No, seriously. There are I'm just saying.
Quite the thing, both of them.
I'm saying that if when your career in the ballet ends, which hopefully won't happen for many years, you can get a job for the NYPD kicking down doors for them.
I don't think that's what you're also what you're supposed to say to a woman.
Yeah, you can kick some doors down, babe. Yeah,
those legs, man.
So one thing I've always wondered about people like yourself, because I am a terrible dancer. And so whenever I'm at a party or whatever where there's dancing, I do not dance. I am on the sides.
Uh-huh.
You are one of the greatest dancers, in the world. So when you're at a party and the dance music starts up, do you say to yourself, now is my time?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
You're like a mutant with superpowers, and yet you won't show your powers.
Kind of.
But don't you... Okay. Come on. You must see somebody out there who thinks they're special, who thinks they're doing the moves. You could say, I could blow these people's minds. But today, no.
Can you twerk? You could twerk, right?
Hilarious.
Come on.
You can twerk.
Come on.
I get down. I listen to a lot of hip-hop and R&B and soul. I don't know if I've ever twerked.
I think someone would have noticed, Misty. I think it would have been quite the YouTube sensation had you done it. Well, Misty Copeland, we're delighted to talk to you. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Hey, Nani Nani.
You are a classical ballerina, but classical ballet is a newfangled upstart compared to Morris dancing, which scholars believe originated one night in the Middle Ages when some guys got really, really drunk. We're going to ask you three questions about Morris dancing. Get two right, you win our prize. Carl, who is Misty Copeland playing for?
Misty is playing for Barbara Woods of Anacortes, Washington.
Now, before we get started, let's establish what Morris dancing is. It is a very old kind of British folk dance, and they put on these costumes with bells, and they dance about in like county squares. And
like Game of Thrones stuff?
Yeah.
All right, so now that we've established that, here's your first question. As we've said, Morris dancing is ancient. People do like to mix it up. Which of these is a new trend in Morris dancing? A, hip-hop Morris, in which dancers dance to rap hits from the likes of Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. B, goth Morris, in which dances are changed into weird satanic-like rituals. Or C, Morris the cat dancing, in which dancers incorporate licking themselves and coughing up hairballs.
Oh, wow. I feel like A seems the most normal.
Hip-hop Morris?
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's B. It's goth Morris is the latest thing. Yeah.
I thought goths went out in the 90s.
No. They're just getting around to it in England, apparently. That's okay. You still have two more chances, Misty, so you're gonna get those, I'm sure.
Okay.
Now, Morris dancing has spawned all kinds of spin-off industries because it's popular, as in which of these? A personal injury lawyer specializing in Morris dancing injury claims, like being hit in the face with a Morris stick. B, No Morris, an iPhone app that helps you avoid any Morris dancers in your area. Or C, Errol Morris dancing, a form of the dance, and when you merely stare at the audience and say very little.
I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with Errol Morris dancing?
Art.
Errol, I would, yes. It's like, and tonight, the Errol Morris dancers present a fog of war. The dancing Robert McNamara. So you're going to pick that. You're going to go for... I admire your boldness, Misty Copeland, but I'm just going to ask you to confirm. Are you going to pick Errol Morris dancing?
I feel that you're telling me not.
I see you have the sensitivity and soul of an artist.
A?
A, yes, it's A. Apparently, if you're in a Morris dance troupe and you injure yourself like getting hit with a Morris stick, you could be able to sue your own Morris dance troupe. All right, if you get this last one right... You will win everything. Having been around for a very long time, Morris dancing has inspired a number of jokes. Which of these is a classic Morris dancing joke, sure to get a laugh in Morris dancing circles? A, three Morris dancers walk into a bar and immediately get thrown out because everybody hates Morris dance. B, why did the Morris dancers cross the road? Because they were being chased by a mob because everybody hates Morris dance. Or C, why do Morris dancers wear bells so they can annoy the blind as well?
Wow. C sounds perfect.
C is in fact the right answer. That is the classic Morris dance show. Carl, how did Misty Copeland do in our quiz?
Well, she had enough correct answers to win, Peter, so she is a winner.
Well done, Misty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.